So I suspect that the words unexpectedly overachieving might just feature in the next Epic podcast.
Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.
Absolutely. Rob Nichols is here, and I think it's fair to say, Rob, my prediction, unexpectedly overachieving, two words we can thank Thomas Bartley for.
Yes.
In terms of the latest edition of the Fly Me to the Moon podcast companion to the awesome magazine, issue 588. It's the Swans, Cardiff's best friends, of course, who are making their way up to the northeast to have a sacrificial offering to the mighty Pulis. So one Welshman will effectively demolish another side of things there and keep an excellent run going. We won't really talk about Norwich, really, because I mean, that was turkeys anyway, as opposed to, or canaries. Ooh. Canaries as opposed to swans.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you get into an avian theme, who knows what could happen here. Dangerous. But, yeah, I mean, clearly since last we spoke, mostly good results with, as I say, the one blip.
Yes. Obviously, we lost the momentum with the international break, and we didn't play well at Norwich. And you worry when that happens. You think, well, are we going to fall off a cliff after the international break? But that's why it was so important to beat Bolton. And we beat them 2-0. The second goal probably flattered us because it came seconds from the end. It was quite a tight game, really. George Saville scored on his full debut. And that's exactly why he was bought, a midfielder, box-to-box midfielder who comes up with goals, or he did at Millwall, and he's come up with goals in with a goal in his first game, so that's really good, because that's something we've been lacking for a long time, getting goals from midfield. So it was a sort of solid performance. I don't think we were back to our sort of free-flowing best, but let's hope we can do that against Swansea, who will be formidable opposition. Let's face it, they're newly relegated from the Premier League, but I think most people, out of the three teams that came down, I think most people, including myself, wrote them off, thinking that it's a club in strife, and it's a club that's lost its direction, and lost a lot of players as well. But they've got themselves and they made an interesting choice with a manager. It's sort of the Roy Hodgson route, isn't it? Coming from having managed successfully in Scandinavia, and they've gone back to playing with a sort of philosophy again, that passing philosophy that was ingrained through manager after manager at the club, like Brendan Rodgers, of course, was one of those managers, and Roberto Martinez started it, and they kind of lost the way through, you know, from all of that.
They decided to go for an American manager, and we know what happened. American manager, possibly upset and discord.
And that was the last time we played them here. We beat them, and we walked the game with Gaston Ramirez scoring, and then that was in the Premier League, and then after that, we thought we were going to be secure in the Premier League, and we know what happened there as well. Perhaps we lost our way, perhaps we lost our sort of philosophy of the way we were playing as a club. We changed direction a few times, and now that's why we brought Tony Pulis in, to get us back to looking at which way the club should go. So it's an interesting time for the two teams and the two clubs to come together, because they're clearly trying to get back to their roots in a way.
It's going to be interesting. Jenny, I know you're a big fan of the Welsh when it comes to rugby. Is this something where you sort of think, oh, it's a Welsh team, we should be okay? I mean, because you're just gradually sort of, things are percolating in a way that actually you keep abreast, even in Saltburn, of what's happening up the road at the Riverside.
Even in Saltburn, even as a rugby fan, I find myself inching towards actually caring. And I really hope they win. It would do a lot of good to the team and the fans' morale to beat a newly relegated team from the Premier League that have still got sort of most of their money, most of their fans, most of their players. It would show that they can compete at that level. And those 3 points would really, we should be above Leeds by 1 point by now. Come on, that loss to Norwich, that stunk.
Yeah.
Especially as Jordan Rhodes didn't even get a game. Yeah. He was injured, I believe. It would have been, you know, nice to sort of see him coming through on that basis.
Yeah, he came on a substitute in the last few minutes.
He did, yeah. I thought he had been injured.
Funnily enough, when we played Bolton, there was, I think it was four ex-Borough players in the Bolton squad that day.
Well, we will also be talking about Ramsey's heroes, Jimmy Flynn. We'll talk more about Thomas Bartley's unexpectedly overachieving thing. And there are two articles, more than that, obviously, but two in particular, which caught my eye, Rob. Mm. One for the title, Time to Pull Your Braithwaite. I thought, it's Paddy Dillon being a bit sort of rude for this? And one which actually makes me feel slightly chronologically gifted, actually, because it's headed by Ian Smith, 33 going on 13. I'm such a footballing fanboy.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're over 30, that's it. You might as well just pack up and go home in so many ways. I take refuge in the fact that Tony Pulis is, I believe, older than everybody in the Fly Me to the Moon
series. I think he is,
so,
yes.
You know, this is good stuff for that sort of. We're still youthful when it comes to comparing ourselves in age, at least with the borough manager. Let's just briefly move on to another line. On the road, of course. Yes, Jenny, Kadeem Hussain has actually put a bit of poetry together, and I think it'll be up to your good self, Jenny, to nominate either yourself, Rob, or myself as to who is going to deliver Kadeem Hussain's latest mini-epic on page 19 of text. We won't expect an immediate answer at this particular area, but hopefully by the end of this particular production, you'll have decided whether you're going to take it yourself, whether it's going to be Rob, or whether we're going to take two lines each, or whatever structure it's going to be for that body. Plus, of course, we need to mention the Mighty Red Car, because it was home of Tony Mowbray, amongst other things, and is a TV series which is talked about and discussed by Mike Baker. That's all still to come on this Fly Me to the Moon podcast companion to the Swansea City fanzine. That is Fly Me to the Moon.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you, any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe? That's the recipe.
If you
would like a more simple solution, you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon.
Thank you, Bernie. I think Bernie's got a book out next month.
Another?
Next year, so we'll have to contact him about his book,
Exactly. Actually, it's tight, because he has, I think, said to us both independently, he's happy to take part in the programme. We just need to use the book details and all the rest of it. And
yes. Really.
So that's excellent stuff there. The Mighty Red Car. According to Mike Baker, he's been singing enough to not regret leaving while the show's helicopter shots of that still familiar community clung to the grey North Sea coast, which teased all his nostalgic senses. There was some nice footage of the stuff that's actually there. I mean, what's the Fly Me to the Moon official stance on the Mighty Red Car?
Well, I've noticed it's been really well received, actually. An awful lot of positives about it. People, you know, plugging for the young people and wanting them to achieve and by and large thinking that it's been very sympathetically put together. Obviously they had the Teesside University guy, didn't they, doing the editing and going down doing the final editing, so that made sure that the authenticity was there. But I think people have been really pleased about it, especially when you know, it's chalk and cheese comparing it to some sort of benefit street or something like that. This is something that's trying to stand up for the young people, which is great.
And of course it does feature various clips from a certain Zetland FM, so what can one actually say about that? It's another community radio station doing its own stuff somewhere there as well, which I thought was quite interesting. Jenny, as somebody who lives in Saltburn, the posh part of the whole sort of sequence, exactly, your thoughts on the series itself? Do you think it works well, or is it just a case of, well, it simply serves its purpose of giving Southerners more preconceptions about the North?
I think it's a good number of steps above the average poverty porn that you get. I think it's quite well put together, and it gives a good idea of the community. It's also some of it, at least I know for sure, is absolutely true to life. There's one particular character who's hovering between actually making a go of things and ending up back inside, and I sat there and I looked at him. And having worked with probationers for a long time, I thought, I have seen hundreds of young men like you. And I couldn't tell which way he was going to jump.
This was the chap, of course, had some gardening experience.
That's right, experience. Yes. That's amazing. And you look at him and you go, oh, I know you for so many years.
Yeah, I mean, an aside from that perspective, but again, an interesting sort of snapshot. However, this was raised by Mike Baker from that point of view. He doesn't really talk more about that, but he playing among the stars is the line. And as he also says, as is written in the stars, just as we start thinking the championship is an open road, the red carpet to its summit laid out for us, Borough are always capable of finding a banana skin, and so it was with the trip to Norwich. Now, looking ahead to some of the upcoming scenarios, of course, let's not forget the trip to Preston in the third round.
No, let's not forget that.
It's always nice to go to Lancashire and head off from there. Reasonably winnable results. But again, it's that sort of notion of clearly starting with Swansea City, then two away games, one at Hull City, then away to Ipswich.
Midweek to Ipswich. That's great, isn't it?
And also, then we have, of course, Nottingham Forest at home.
Aitor Karanka.
Exactly. So, pitching that around the whole sort of base, that's before the next international break, of course, happens. And there's the gap before you take on board Tony Manila's Sheffield Wednesday. I mean, I was referring to Tony McDonough's Sheffield Wednesday, really, as the Manila PR sort of soul.
Right.
He appreciates that, I'm sure. He's given up, actually. I think he's given up all hope completely of Sheffield Wednesday. Do you think?
Okay. He's probably very wise.
There you go. And, of course, Rotherham United, the home game on October the 23rd.
Well, I think you're right. You can break it. You break it up into chunks with the international breaks, and obviously it's ideal to go into an international break winning, and then we can look to see if we can replicate the same form. I was talking to somebody, a friend who was a Leeds fan last night, and he said that it reminded me that Leeds actually made a very similar start last season. Even got even more points, I think, but fell off a cliff after the international break, and to the point where the manager was gone and a lot of the players, and so it just reminds you that it's very much a long haul, isn't it, the championship? There's an awful lot of back-to-back games with, as you know, going to Ipswich in the middle of the week and then coming back and playing Forest.
To quote your good self, Rob, in the Football 2019 World Soccer publication.
Okay.
And Jenny, you'll appreciate this because Rob takes the absolute middle ground here. It's not half full, it's half empty. Optimism is high that with a pre-season to fashion his own team, Tony Pulis can make his experience count and guide us to promotion. Our fears are that we fall down again like last season and get locked into another 7-year cycle in the Championship.
I think that sums it up perfectly.
I see. Go-to person for that movie. Okay, Jenny, have you decided what we're going to do with Kadeem's piece of poetry? Now, people are actually saying, why is it Kadeem? Why don't you actually do the Ramses Heroes thing? Because the Ramses Heroes is far too epic. And if you want to actually read Jimmy Flynn's epic Ramses Heroes, buy the magazine.
Yes.
Buy the publication.
That's Ralph Ramsey, yes. 1966 World Cup Heroes.
In case people thought it was Aaron Ramsey, of course, that's an Arsenal player.
Exactly.
Easily put together.
Yeah.
Precisely. Jenny, how do we play this? This is the live production meeting on Earth. What would you like to do?
I'll give it a go. Why not?
Good.
Kadeem Hussein's On the Road. We're on the road of broken hearts. It's unforgiving, where just the fighting spirit is not enough, because this is not a trek but an odyssey, and only those with subtle, cunning Odysseus and help of footballing gods can hope to claim his rightful place. Tony Pulis at the helm. We're on the road home to the Premiership.
Awesome. Awesome. I had chills, genuine chills. It's just amazing. Kadeem, I mean, people would have actually, Meryl Streep would have killed to have actually had that particular sort of response.
Really. With laughing.
Excellent stuff. So, what else would you like to pick out of your magazine, the fans' magazine, Fly Me to the Moon, Rob, in terms of worth commenting on this time round? Because, of course, we are approaching Discover Middlesbrough, which will be talked about as well.
Yeah.
But what particular key areas do you think, that's worthwhile a mention?
I'd like to mention Tosh Warwick and his Russia 2018 and all that, because I forgot to put it in the last fanzine and almost missed it out again. He reminded me. But Tosh Warwick's a historian from Huddersfield University who was formerly historian for Middlesbrough Council. And he took a trek to Russia. He braved it in the summer, as many people did. And just it comes back to tell the tale of friendships made in Russia and the fact that the World Cup brought people together in a way that for myself, I didn't go to Russia, and many of us just feared the worst. There were so many different scenarios that, you know, that could have been bad. And he talks about how he went into that World Cup. It was on the back of what had happened in Salisbury and Boris Johnson trying to get everyone not to go there and things like that. And asking officials not to journey, but in the end it was the friendliest World Cup ever, and I think people got a lot of insight into different areas of Russia and different cities that had never been on the radar before, and different people coming together. So once again, like a triumph really for the World Cup in the way that it does bring people together, and in a way that politicians perhaps pull people apart.
I think the final paragraph that he puts together, when he talks about despite ongoing international turmoil and pre-tournament anxieties, attending the World Cup underlines that football can temporarily bring people together as nations become divided. This is obviously one of the reasons why I'm concerned about the lack of terrestrial television coverage of any European matches these days, but that's by the by. Jenny, your thoughts on Tosh's article and so on?
I really enjoyed it. I've been sitting here reading it, actually, while you've been talking, thinking, this is it's nicely written, and it's got some lovely points in it. It was nice to be reminded of all the Middlesbrough links to the different teams and the way people reacted to what some people would say is not one of the big English clubs.
Yeah.
And yet it's got tremendous reach, and it seems to have people who view Middlesbrough Football Club and therefore Middlesbrough with great affection, and I think that's one of the really good things that this football team's brought to the town. I love it.
Excellent stuff. Well done, Tosh. And well done, Rob, for remembering to actually print it.
Yeah.
It's great. And otherwise, it would have been just left there as a little diamond, a little nugget, set in all sorts of ways. In case people are actually wondering about how can they contribute to Fly Me to the Moon, what's the best way forward? Do they send you an email? Do they actually send you an article? It may well be that Jenny Finch herself might be contributing something in the near future.
Might.
Let's hope so. Yeah, actually, just email me and give me a ring or come up to me when I'm selling fanzines tomorrow. And just, but it's that's the whole point of it. It's a fanzine. It's a fans magazine. It's anybody's sort of opportunity to write about their football club in whatever they want, or write about their football in whatever way they want.
Looking good. Okay, so talked about the World Cup, talked about various other things. We'll mention a quick word for Scott Turnbull and Spirit of 86. We should really run a competition, Rob, to say, would people like to explain the joys of Spirit of 86, I should say, not 76, 86. Because I noticed you've also included, with 30 years of Flying to the Moon, one of the classic covers times past as well. So it's nice to see that the history of the package is still being remembered. And
yes, that's right. It goes back to season 88, 89, the first season. I didn't put that in, but I think people got to make that work.
I think one of the lines that Scott has actually referred to is Martin Braithwaite is like Kurt Russell in Escape from L.A., spending every ounce of strength and courage he can muster trying to get out of Teesside. Martin, please. When asked why he disliked the North of England so much, he said something in French about Danish pastries.
Oof. Links it all, that.
He does, doesn't it? It's well put together and addressed. Moving on from that perspective, let's talk Discover Middlesbrough, because this is another sort of area that even Jude, age 7, has told to Neil Weldon. We'll probably listen back, or he'll get his grandchildren to listen back to these podcasts if they're still existing in the pre-apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic sort of world in which we're heading towards. And he says, I'm so excited about the new season. I enjoyed the cup game against Notts County and my first penalty shootout, but glad we did not have to play extra time because I was getting a trifle weary.
Yeah, school night.
Of course. What's going to happen with Discover Middlesbrough, and why at the end of October is this well worth booking things in for sort of some of the things? And will Fly Me to the Moon be represented?
Indeed, it will. It will indeed. It's going to Discover Middlesbrough is what, it's 3 weeks, usually 2 weeks, but 3 weeks of open days, walks, talks, all sorts of things to discover for. About Middlesbrough for people who've lived there all their lives, or people or tourists for that matter. And I think the message is it's starting to get darker at the end of October, but we want people to still feel that they don't have to shut down and lock the doors and stay in the houses. There's plenty of stuff going on, and you've got to support things then, because you know museums are beginning to look to hibernate for the winter themselves, but you've got to go out and support things. And we're going to have a little exhibition that we've just spoken about Kadim Hussein at Kadim Hussein's shop, which is sadly closing down in December. It's in Wilson Street, and we're going to have a little exhibition about 30 years of Fly Me to the Moon, which will be on the morning of the Derby County match. And it's just as well we said the morning, because the Derby County match kickoff time has been brought back to noon. So if we'd done it at noon, we'd have been in trouble. Oh, so that's the Derby County game is at the end of the month, which is it 26th? It's that Saturday anyway.
Excellent. In case people have been wondering, obviously fans have been phoning in on.
I know.
It's amazing. Just see, you're constantly going for that, and yet it's a voicemail. Can they leave a voicemail message? Obviously not.
No. Well, we have to issue with it. This is a podcast, so we'd sort of ask people not to ring in or text, because it's not live.
Exactly.
Well, yes.
Well, it is live if you have to be at James Cook University Hospital. That's the exclusive thing. We actually exclusive contract, which we maintain, totally free, inside or outside James Cook University Hospital. Well, you can listen to that live now. So there could be some potential interactivity.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yes. But if you're listening to this as a podcast, then no, getting in touch is not going to work.
No.
Yes. However, if you do want to call us, 01642 854742. That's 01642 854742. You get an answer phone. Will respond very positively.
Okay.
How can people get in touch with yourself, Rob, to actually subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine?
Yes, you can still subscribe. If you go to the website, which is fmttm.com, and click on the subscribe button, that's got all the details there. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way, where you can email, actually, as well. which is robshug@gmail.com, or do it the old-fashioned way, which is at the address is Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS1, 5AP. And Fly Me to the Moon, of course, is the address.
And issue 588 has a uniquely special political comment on the front cover.
Does.
With Steve Gibson, of course, shaking the hand of...
James Wharton.
Exactly. Man, Northern powerhouse man, and all sorts of other areas.
Where is he now?
There you are. These are the kind of messages which can be pondered as Fly Me to the Moon in its 30th year continues to do all sorts of other bits and pieces. Jenny, your prediction for the game against Swansea City?
I think it's going to be a tight one, but I think Borough will edge it by one goal, probably 2-1.
I would also say 2-1. Rob?
Okay, I was going to say 2-1, so I'll go 1-0.
Well,
I'll go 1-0.
It's not a competition. It's not as though it's our usual predictor that we have in World Cups and European Championships or Nations of Leagues or whatever they call them these days. But no, it's 2-1 is there. So
maybe if we all agree, we'll hex Swansea and it will be 2-1.
There we are. That's the message. So, we did actually have a word with a fine soul called Amelia Lilly, who's currently in pantomime, or about to be in pantomime, in Lincoln, where she is the unicorn fairy. Yes, in Snow White.
I'll take all the help we can get.
Quite literally a horny fairy. But she is a Borough fan. She was standard to find that this was, and she has actually done an Up the Borough thing. But I haven't got that to hand as yet, because it's just a little bit too soon to get us coordinated. So don't worry, Amelia. We'll put you into place in the full force. It was nice to see you.
Look forward to that.
Exactly. Yeah. So Amelia Lilly, the unicorn fairy, is on the Borough side. She was also, I believe, in one of those, the X Factor or something else from that point of view. Quite a famous young lady, apparently.
Yes, still, she is.
Yes, thank you. That's okay. I'm obviously. Stop muttering. Let's move on. What are our final words that we need to sort of finish with? We'll maintain that tradition as ever. Seven little words and a whole lifetime of experience. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. And up the Borough.
That lass on Radio 4 who's sort of Charlotte Green. She's got nothing on me.
Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question? You don't want to go into this.
What would you be shouting at a television screen, Ian Lennox?
I can't proofread that.
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better. So.
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a penalty for pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons.
See what you did there? Yes, like it.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.